Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Riverdale football team is preparing for its homecoming game against Boscobel on Friday night and coming off a win over Pecatonica Argyle last Saturday. I asked Coach Jeff Johnson about the game.
Again, just like the other games, we came out with tremendous intensity, but we really played a full, complete game in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. It's a total team effort. Every single player on both sides of the ball contributed. But I got to give the credit, really, to the coordinators and the assistant coaches. My job, really, is to manage, but these guys are doing the work. Caleb and Dalton had a tremendous game plan, and the kids executed.
And you get ready for this week, your own homecoming. I guess it's fun to play at somebody else's. Your own presents a few challenges, doesn't it?
No, well, you know, the kids are dialed in. There's all kinds of other activities and, you know, the nighttime stuff that we're not going to talk about. And, well, you and I can chuckle about it, but they're dialed in. They know what's at stake. There's still a lot of games to be played for the rest of the year. You know, we got three games, regular season games, and there's still some outside chances of some other stuff that I might talk about next week. But, you know, we're dialed in. They know what's at stake.
Riverdale football coach Jeff Johnson. Should be a good one Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff time between Boscobel and Riverdale. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
It is that time again. It's time for another word in the Goal for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. We give you another word that you can text in through the appropriate channels, through the Civic Media app, find WRCO and the text button at the bottom of the screen, or 608-647-4155. This hour's word is time, T-I-M-E, time, as in what time is it, Hank? Time is the word. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. First couple of sets belong to Cuba City. They're led by three kills from Maya Miski. We're underway with set number three in Cuba City on the return trip. Drops it over. Good dig by Kinney. Pass back to the left side and punched over by Riverdale. Cuba City tries again and they get it down on the big hit by Savannah Krieger. That makes it 1-0 Cuba City off to the start here in the third. Chieftains now forced to try and win three against a team that is playing lights out here tonight. Cuba City trying to win one more to sweep here this evening. There's the set left side, and Kinney gets it over. Fielded by the Cubans, punched over by Ingersoll. Back row, one-hand save. Nice play by Abby Tisdale. Punched over now by Shaylee Schneider. There's the set. Shot is over and out of bounds, but tipped by Riverdale on the hit by Hotocker, and that makes it 2-0. Last word, the Cubs were leading by a score of 3-0. Brewers awaiting who they will play in the next round. Here's the serve by Cuba City. Chieftains get it. Schneider drops it over. Far side, fielded by the Cubans. They'll take a shot, and down it goes in front of a diving effort by Aubrey Williamson. Putting a charge into it was Savannah Krieger. That makes it 3-0. Cuba City will serve. Emerson Niles back to do the honors. There's the run-up on the line drive serve. Fielded by McKay. Far side, Kinney from the back row. There is a shot. Nice job. Over and down it goes for Aubrey Williamson. That makes it 3-1. Riverdale is on the board. Williamson gets the kill. Serving will be Emily Goplin for the Chieftains. There it is. Fielded near side by the Cubans. He'll punch it right. Here's the shot over the top. Nice dig again by Williamson, back row. Goplin gets it over. Cuba City sets it, pops it over left side. Chieftain's going with Kinney. Her shot is blocked straight up. And down it goes on the block by Krieger, and that makes it 4-1 Cuba City. Krieger playing tough on that left side. Cuba City will take the serve. This one fielded by Riverdale. Nice dig by Williamson back to the right side. Punched over by Macy McKay. Cuba City sets it left side. Shot is up. Blocked. Nice job by Riley Kinney and by Bailey Harris. They combine on that one. And Riverdale cuts it in half. It is 4-2. Serving will be Riley Kinney. There's the jump serve. Fielded by the Cubans. Set to the left side. Ball punched over and down it goes on the hit by Maya Miski. And Cuba City turns it right back. 5-2. Cuba City has not given up multiple points in a row very often. I think Riverdale scored three in a row once here tonight. But Cuba City has been able to get quick side outs. Here's the pass to the right side. Shot into the net by Buchholz. It did not make the block. And it comes back on the Riverdale side. Cubans by 4, 6-2. Cuba City with twin 25-12 wins. We're in the third. Here's the serve. Fielded down the near side by Williamson. Pass to the right and punched over by Kinney. Cuba tries from the middle. Ball driven over by keepers. Chieftain set it up right side. McKay takes the angle. Back row Cuba City. Good play by Barr. Back to the left side. Taking a shot is Cuba City. Kept live by Schneider and punched over. Nice play by Harris. Cubans try again. They'll drive it over. Nice save by McKay. And it goes down. Great teamwork by the front. Three for the Chieftains. Buchholz, Harris, and McKay. And now Macy McKay will serve. Riverdale brings Lily Barr into the front row. And here comes the serve. 6-3, Cuba City in the third. McKay with a serve. Fielded by the Cubans. They'll put it over and hit number two. Blocked back by Barr. Back to the right side. Shot by Cuba City. Back row, Riverdale. McKay makes the play. Ball to the right side. Buchholz shot blocked by Cuba City. Right back to Riverdale. Barr takes the shot. Goes down with a hit. Nice job. 6-4. That was a good volley. Once again, Lily Barr gets the kill for Riverdale, and the Chieftains will take a side out. Riverdale won the JV match 2-1 tonight earlier. Here's the serve by McKay, and that is going to be an ace. And it is a 6-5 set all of a sudden. Macy McKay gets the point, and the Chieftains will serve. McKay with a walk-up. Here's the line drive serve. Back row. Cuba City bumps it. They'll pass it to the left side and get it over on hit number three by Krieger. Ball to the right side. Shot blocked by Cuba City. Riverdale tries again. It is down. Buchholz gets the kill, and the score is tied at 6. Riverdale making a dramatic comeback here in set number 3. Trying to get one going here. And Macy McKay will serve again for the Chieftains. There it is. Down the middle of the board. Fielded there by Krieger. Back to the right side. Cuba City takes it over. Free ball by Riverdale. Passed by Cuba City to the middle. They'll take a shot. And down it goes on a hit by Meg Keepers. Through an attempted block by Riverdale. 7-6. Keepers gives Cuba City the lead again. In for the serve is number 3. And that is Redfern. Redfern with a serve for Cuba City. Fielded by Schneider. Now passed by Harris. Ball driven over that time by Barr. Here's the set. Left side Cuba City taking it right. Oh, nice dig by Schneider. Chieftains keep it live. Barr gets it over. Cubans field it. The pass. Miski. Ball blocked on the right side. And down it goes. Riverdale got a hand on it. Buchholz and Kinney, and we are tied at 7 here in the third. Time out for some perspiration to be wiped up here around the net. Chieftains coming back, playing a little better as a team here in this set. And here comes the serve. Fielded by the Cubans. They'll get it on the right side. Dumped over on the hit by Miski. Now punched over by Kinney. Here's the set again. Miski on the left side takes a swing and got it in, says the line judge. Very close hit on the far side, and it's an 8-7 Cuba City lead. Miski getting credit for the point. She's got two kills in this third set. Kiva City leading 2-0, 8-7 they lead in the third. Line drive far side, going to go as an ace for the Cubans. 9-7, they're looking good on the serve tonight. That was Emma Joel with an ace, her first of the night. Joel will serve. Here's the run-up of the line drive serve fielded by Schneider. There's the set, taking it over, and out of bounds. Buchholz missed the back line, and that makes it a three-point lead for the Cubans. 10-7 in the third. Joel will serve. She runs up and drives it far side. That's going to be an ace. She's got another one, and that makes it 11-7, Cuba City. Cuba City, again, their serve has been the difference tonight, really keeping the Chieftains off balance a little bit, especially in the early part of the match in the first set. 11-7, there's the serve. That one softly dives in there. Joel goes with a little bit of a liner, and it just barely made the net. Riverdale can't find it. That's another ace. That makes it 12-7. Joel with three aces in the last 4 points. Here's the serve. They'll pop it near side. Chieftains can't play it, and they're going to take a timeout. 13-7. Cuba City has jumped ahead again, looking for a sweep tonight during Riverdale homecoming night. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Riverdale returns the Joel serve. Ball to the left side. Miski takes a shot blocked by the Chieftains. Back to Cuba again. And Cuba City this time softly dumps it over. Riverdale blocks it, pushes it out of bounds on the other side. And the Cubans go up by 7. 14-7. 7 points in a row for Cuba City after we were tied not so very long ago. Here goes the serve by Joel. That one is out of bounds. She finally missed one, and that makes it 14-8. Riverdale will serve. Chasing the ball down is number 10, Gretchen Buchholz. She will try to serve again. This one in the back row. Cuba City lets it go, and it's out of bounds. That'll make it 15-8. Cuba City in the third. Cuba City has won 25-12, 25-12, and they lead 15-8. In the third. Serving will be number 14, Allie Ingersoll. There's the serve, fielded by the Chieftains. Soft tap by Tisdale, and Riverdale can't quite get there for hit number 3. That makes it 16-8. Riverdale football playing basketball tomorrow night among a number of area games and several homecoming games. Homecoming at Richland Center and Kickapoo tomorrow night, and homecoming at Weston, I should say at Ithaca, coming up on Saturday against Royal. Here's the set, right side for Riverdale, punched over by Tisdale. Ball to the left side for the Cubans. Shot is up and blocked. Nice job, and then punched over that time by Cuba City. Hit number 3. Tisdale punches it over, hit number 2 for Riverdale. Try it again is Hotocker, drives it back row. Riverdale keeps it going. Here's the pass to Barnes. She taps it in with a left hand. That'll make it 16-9. Lily Barr has played well on that front left when she's been in there. And she will be back to serve. 16-9, Cuba City. Here's the serve. Near side, fielded by the Cubans. Passing it to the middle. Dropping it over there is Krieger. Back to the right side, punched over by Buchholz. Ball to the left side now, punched by Cuba, and down it goes. Hotocker beat the Chieftains front and dropped it in. That'll make it 17-9. Hotaker adds to her total. Into the lineup for Cuba City, number 11, Mabel Dressler. Serving is Emerson Niles. The sophomore fires it back row. Fielded by Schneider, set for McKay. Takes it over, tapped by Cuba City. Back to the left side and punched over by Ingersoll. Chieftains get the set from Emily Goplin. Punched over by Kinney. Back row, Cuba City, back to the front right. Taking it over and through the wall is Dressler. That'll make it 18-9 in favor of Cuba City. Dressler with the kill. Cuba City looking strong here tonight. Got a lot of weapons. There's the serve. Fielded back row by the Chieftains. Kept live by Kinney and now punched over by Aubrey Williamson. Cuba City takes a shot from the right side. Over by Dressler. Nice dig by Schneider. Gets it back from Tisdale and gets it over. Cuba City tries to return. Trip and they'll get it in with a big kill from Cheyenne Hotaker. Cubans lead by 10 at 19-9. Back to serve is number one, Emerson Niles. Niles gives the ball a spin. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by Williamson. Set by Tisdale. Here's the shot by Kinney, and down it goes. Or was it? Nope, it's going to be maybe a net violation. Looked like it went in, but it's going to be a point for Cuba City. That'll make it 20-9. Cubans by 11. Serving here on the near side is Krieger. Chieftains get it to McKay. Her shot blocked by Cuba City. That one is out of bounds. Cubans got a block but could not control it. And that makes it 20-10. Serving for Riverdale. Back to do the honors. Number four, Emily Goplin. Goplin steps up. There is a serve. Nice. Big Metro. No. It's going to be down and an ace. 20-11. Good ace for Riverdale's Emily Goplin. Chieftains have had a couple of good serves here. That's their second ace in the third. Here's the next serve. Fielded by Ingersoll. Here's the set by Niles. Cuba City pops one back row. Good dig by Emily Goplin. Ball to the left side. Punched over by Williamson. Cuba City sets it. Taking the shot. Down it goes. Savannah Krieger gives Cuba City another 10-point lead. 21-12 on the kill. Timeout. Like piece of popcorn or something out there on the floor. It wasn't me. Here's the serve by Cuba City, fielded down the left side by the Chieftains. Kinney takes it over, tapped over, slap back down by Miskey. Chieftains can't find it, and that'll make it a 22-11 score. Cuba City with some height, and Miskey making it work. She's got three kills in the third. Bethany Doherty, a sophomore, is into the front row for Cuba City. Here's the serve. Cut off by Riley Kinney. Pass now by Tisdale, and it's punched over by Harris. Here's the set on the left side for Cuba City. Doherty takes it over. Popped. Oh, kept live. Nice job. And Aubrey got it to the left side. There's the shot by Cuba City. Partially blocked by Kinney. Cuba City tries again. That one driven over. Nice dig. Miskey won't get blocked. She does get blocked, and Cuba City tries it again. Free ball back by Tisdale. Cuba City tries it on the left side. There's the shot through the wall and a lift called on Riverdale. That'll make it 23-11, Cuba City. There's some punching going on there. Cuba City was swinging, and then the Chieftains were either making a play or getting some partial blocks. Into the game for Cuba City, number 9, Brooke Terpstra. Here's the serve by the sophomore. Fielded here by Kinney. Right side, McKay takes it. Ball blocked by Cuba City, and down it goes. Hotaker gets the block, and the Cubans suddenly have game point, 24-11. Cuba City pulled away quickly. It was tied at one time at 7. Here's the serve. Far side played by Kinney. Pass back to her. She'll take a shot through the wall. Down it goes. Riverdale gets it on the serve, 24-12. And Riley Kinney with the kill on that one. She'll be back to serve, 24-12, Cuba City in the third. There's the run-up of the line drive serve. Fielded now by the Cubans. Set near side by Niles. Shot by Cuba is out of bounds. That'll make it 24-13. Riverdale will serve again. Riley Kinney, their freshman, here's the serve. Fielded now on the near side by Ingersoll. Drives it back row. Pushed over. Now Riverdale still alive. Harris to the right side. Buchholz bumps it over. Ball fielded by Doherty. Pass to the left side. Shot by Miske. Riverdale trying to fight it back row. Schneider to the middle. Punched over by Buchholz. Punched back by Hotocker. Here's the set on the near side by Harris. Driven over by McKay. Punched over on hit number two by Niles. Back to the Chieftains. They get a block over. Cuba City tries it again. On the run, softly tapping it over there is Doherty. Kinney sets it up. McKay drives it over. Fielded by Cuba City. Set on the left side. Miske takes it over. Chieftains can't get it, and that'll do it. This one belongs to the Cubans. 25-13, three-set match tonight as Cuba City comes in and plays extremely well during Riverdale homecoming night. Coming up, our Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show, and we'll have that for you coming up in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-match show. Riverdale homecoming week. Lots of stuff going on here tonight, including the pep rally. They'll have a skit night on video. There's Mr. Campbell as well. I wonder how many times he'll be parodied in the skits. That always happens with teachers and administration. And so it'll be kind of fun to see that. That's coming up here in a little bit. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the contest tonight, it has to be Cuba City's serving. They served extremely well. And in the third set, when the score was tied at 7, coming up with the next 4 or 5 points was a server, Emma Joel, who's a junior. She had 4 aces, 3 in a row during that stretch. And that kind of helped Cuba City get that momentum back and get them over the top in 3 here tonight. So the serving of Cuba City, the turning point in tonight's contest. Duncan Rewards, offering you all kinds of rewards. Stop by in Richland Center and enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. We'll have more from Riverdale in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Looking for a little extra with your coffee? Duncan Rewards makes every visit more rewarding. Members earn points on every qualifying purchase and can unlock boosted status for even more perks. Enjoy special offers, triple points on select days, and bonus points when you order ahead on the Dunkin' app. Not a member yet? Sign up free on the app or at DunkinRewards.com and get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. Start earning, start sipping, because Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back to Riverdale. It is a win for Cuba City in 3 tonight. We'll add up some totals and summaries and have that for you coming up next here during Riverdale Homecoming Night on WRCO and WRCO.com.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
WRCO. Welcome back to Riverdale, tonight's post-match show on WRCO, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. In the third and final set tonight, four aces from Emma Joel and three kills from Cheyenne Hotocker, lifting Cuba City to victory. For the Chieftains, two kills from Lily Barr and an ace from Emily Goplin and ace from Macy McKay among their offensive highlights. 7-7 score, and then all of a sudden, Cuba City scored seven in a row to turn it around and got their lead. And Riverdale unable to score a lot of points tonight, especially down the stretch. Cuba City wins 25-12, 25-12, and 25-13. For these teams in the conference, 4-1 now for Cuba City. Riverdale falls to 2-3 with the match. And there are matches coming up this weekend. Richland Center, the site for Cuba City in a tournament coming up real soon this very weekend with some really tough teams. For Riverdale, they'll be in action next, coming up against Pecatonica on Tuesday night. They'll finish out the league with matches against Fenimore and then Mineral Point as well. Earlier tonight, Riverdale picked up a win in junior varsity action by a score of 2-1. Well, it's fun being a part of homecoming. We'll be back with some reports tomorrow from Ithaca. School fair and homecoming will be on hand at Richland Center Parade tomorrow at 3. And we'll have the Richland Center homecoming football game tomorrow night against Dodgeville. We'll have Ithaca's homecoming game against Royal coming up on Saturday afternoon. That is at 2:30 kickoff time. Once again, the finals tonight. It was Cuba City getting the win, 25-12, 25-12, and 25-13. I had Boscobel on my mind because that's who Riverdale plays tomorrow in football. I was going to mention that as well. That gets underway with a kickoff time at 7 o'clock. Also on the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, River Valley wins 2-0 in soccer, and their opponent was Reedsburg tonight. Richland Center and Lodi tied at 1 in the first half of soccer going on tonight at Lodi. Thanks to our engineer, Mr. Tim Thied. And this is Phil Nee saying have a great night. And we'll talk to you again real soon with more local sports. Thanks for supporting it here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
It all started with a bad case of the slamming doors, and ended when the judge said, "What was mine is yours." Now I'm sitting on this bar stool next to an old jukebox, trying to find a cure for the what I've got. I've got the used to face breaking out all over me. When she came down with to set me free, I've got the can't forget, I'd wished we'd never met. The teary eyes, the swallow pride, it ain't over yet, it's killing me. I've got the used to face. Come down with the I don't care about closing time, and the I wished I was dead won't be far behind. I'll wake up tomorrow with the old what did I do, and I'll come back to my senses with the I love you. I've got the used to face breaking out all over me. Came down with to set me free. I've got the can't forget, I'd wish we'd never met. The teary eyes, the swallow cries, it ain't over yet, it's killing me. I've got the used to face. The do without, to kick me out, ain't no doubt, I've got the used to face.
That was Daryl Singletary with the Used to Bees on Country and Community at 7:33. Good evening, Tim Thede here. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Hoping your night is going good. And thank you for tuning into our sports broadcast if you tuned in earlier. And it was in that one, Cuba City took beat Riverdale in girls volleyball 3-0. And, of course, it's Riverdale's homecoming weekend. Also, Richland Center's homecoming weekend and Ithaca's. So, busy homecoming weekend in the area. And hope you're having a great evening. And Phil mentioned this word earlier, so it's my turn. Since the broadcast got done earlier, it's time for our Go for the Green Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game that is going to be held in November. And the word this hour is time. T-I-M-E. Like, do you know what time it is? All you have to do is go to the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so yet, if you haven't downloaded it yet, you can find it on the Apple or Google stores and download it. Then you find WRCO, go where you have to text, and text that word time, T-I-M-E, for your chance to win. Once again, the word is time, T-I-M-E. Good luck.
Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry, forget all those little things. I really don't know why. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah, I'm thankful and I'm lucky, and I don't know why she loves me. My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. She doesn't see what's wrong with me. Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see. Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open every day at 11 a.m., the Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or to carry out.
Take advantage of Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's fiber network. You heard right, fiber right to your home or office. They can offer the fastest internet and high-definition television, and our HD channels are included free, so you won't need to pay more. When the local sporting events are over, kick back and watch your favorite college or professional teams. Visit our webpage, rttc.coop, or call 537-2461 to find out more about Richland Grant Telephone's value-added packages and reliable local service.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
100.9 WRCO. You ever seen a prayer in person? The kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it. One of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans. And I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. Cause we talked about it, didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy. To the dress. that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
That was Regina with More Than I Wanted to Know. Our time is 7:50. Temperature 66 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Major League Baseball, playoff time, pretty exciting. The wild card games have been going on during the past 3 days. And yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Reds 8-4. So the Dodgers advance on to the divisional series in the playoffs in the National League. And earlier today, the Tigers beat the Guardians 6-3, so the Tigers advance on to the divisional series for the American League on Saturday. And the Padres, they lost to the Cubs 3-1, so it'll be the Cubs taking on the Brewers on Saturday in that NL Division Series playoff game. Also, in the other American League division game, it'll be the Red Sox and or the Yankees up against the Tigers. And right now, that game is scoreless in the top of the third. And that's kind of an important game for the Brewers too, because if the Yankees win, that means the Brewers will play at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And if the Red Sox win, the Brewers will play the Cubs at around 8 o'clock in the evening. So we'll see what happens there. Hoping it's the latter, because we will be bringing you Wisconsin Badger football on Saturday. But if the on WRCE, but if something happens that the Yankees win and Brewers have to play one, then we'll just be bringing you Brewer baseball. So we'll keep you up to date tomorrow and let you know what our schedule is for Saturday on WRCE. And also on WRCO 100.9 FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be back in the studio to take your requests and play trivia again Saturday night. Songs that take me back to weekends of my days gone by.
Speckled Pete, I'm not taking you to the Ithaca Fair next year. You ruined all the vegetable entries and you scratched the cheerleaders' legs. Shame on you.
This week, My special guest will be Connie Valens, who is a sister of Richie Valens.
La Bamba was the throwaway. They didn't think that it was going to do anything. I mean, this 45 was about Donna. We'll just put that on. That was a side B.
Those were the days in WRCO's Saturday. We'll be kicking out the jams courtesy of these great sponsors: Convertibles and Classics, Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chance Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W of Boscobel. Join us for Those Were the Days Saturday night.
WRCO 100.9.
And it's time for me to wrap up things for my shift here in just a little bit. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back on tomorrow at 2:30. I'm taking over for Bo, who will be going up and announcing the parade, the homecoming parade in here in Richland Center with Phil. So be sure to, if you can take part in that parade, be sure to do so. Otherwise, just be sure to tune in. I'll bring you some great music through the afternoon tomorrow right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. All right, coming up next, I'm going to head on out with Jesse G and Gretchen Wilson with Like My Whiskey. Take care, everybody. Stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I like my men like I like my whiskey. Shot at him, and I'm feeling frisky. Heaven for the night, but hell in the morning when he leaves me. I like my men like I like my whiskey. Same place, same time, same pickup lines. Just another day in the life.
ABC
News. I'm Dave Packer. A deadly terror attack on a synagogue in Manchester, England. The suspect ramming a car into a crowd, then going on a stabbing rampage.
Authorities say the suspect, whose identity has yet to be released, was wearing a vest with the appearance of an explosive device, and police shot and killed him within 7 minutes. UK's Prime Minister Keir Starmer saying he's appalled by the attack and deploying additional police to synagogues across the country.
ABC's Kira Phillips. In Washington, lawmakers remain deadlocked on day two of the government shutdown, and the Trump administration is ramping up the threat, saying the number of federal workers who could be fired is, quote, likely going to be in the thousands. The Senate to take another stab at passing a funding bill tomorrow. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who once lived next door to Jeffrey Epstein, telling the New York Post that he believes Epstein may have traded alleged blackmail videos for a lesser prison sentence during his first criminal case in 2008. This is ABC News. Tesla reported a surprise increase in third quarter sales.
The embattled electric car manufacturer saw a spike in sales as customers rushed to take advantage of an electric vehicle tax credit before it expired in September. Sales rose by 7% with nearly 500,000 vehicles sold. Earlier this year, the company suffered two consecutive quarters of declining sales as some customers distanced themselves from the politics of the company's